Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy.
As Chicago brings us back, I'm Jim Blasingame, 10 till the hour. Thanks. Oh, 7 till the hour, I should say. 7 till. And I'm glad you're here. John Dini's here. John's our good friend, longtime brain trust member, award-winning author of the outstanding book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I'm still jealous. I'm still mad that I didn't write that book, and he beat me to it. But he did a better job than I would have. It's beautiful. And award-winning, as I say. JohnFDini.com is the website. AwakeAt2O'clock.com is his blog. I encourage you to check it out. And, of course, John's very smart. He's got stuff all over the web. When you wander around out there, look for smart stuff, you'll bump into him. John, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the first two of the seven deadly sins, lust and gluttony, that you're using to describe the different challenges that entrepreneurs have. And one of the things that I've been trying to help for several years now, I've been really focusing on in my work is connecting as many interviews as I can to the one concept that small business owners need to assume the role of CEO of their company. Too many of them are the manager of their company, the general manager of their company, not the CEO, even though you and I both know there are CEO tasks that need to be done every day, every week, every month. And if you're not assuming that role, then those tasks aren't getting done, and your company is the worst for it. What do you think, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so many business owners, and, you know, we go back to my hunting book, are technicians. You know, they started out.
Yeah.
They started a business because they could do a thing. They were a great carpenter or, you know, a great tax preparer. And they went into business for themselves because they wanted to work less hours and make more money. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. They learned that lesson quick. But they don't understand the higher functions. They don't understand the principal job of the CEO. And everybody has different definitions of what the principal job is. You know, I think there are two, and I owe part of this to Warren Dennis, the great writer on leadership and management. The first is to enunciate a clear vision for the company and make sure everybody understands it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is to act as the CEO level face of the company to other CEOs. And if you can do those two things and do those well, and I know CEOs that do nothing but those two
mm-hmm.
things, and they have great companies, and the companies grow quickly, and the employees are dedicated, and they deliver on time and right, and they are constantly out meeting other people and forming new alliances and finding new customers, and that alone is an extremely valuable role.
Well, there's no question about it, but one of the things, one of the specifics that I try to get them to focus on to help them do what you're talking about is to say to themselves, okay, I'm going to fire myself from jobs I don't have to do anymore. Somebody else can do, even if it's not perfect. Someone can do this now. The company's good enough. We're far enough along that this job that I've been doing, that when I first started it, nobody else could do. But now, it's something more than one person can do. I don't have to do this anymore. But in order to grow our company, I need to fire myself from that job and promote myself to a new job that needs to get done that nobody is currently doing, and I'm the best person for that job. But I can't do that job unless I get rid of some other stuff.
Right. And it's a reflex. It's looking at everything you do every day and saying, am I the best person to be doing this job?
Right.
You know, I wrote
You gotta ask that all the time, don't you?
Absolutely. I wrote a piece about a year or so ago. On Awake at 2 o'clock, about getting an assistant. And as you know, because your assistants have worked with my assistants on any number of things, I've had an assistant almost my entire working life, no matter how big or how small. The first thing I do when I started a new business was hire an assistant. And, you know, say I pay an assistant $15 or $20 an hour. My time for the revenue that has to come into my company is $400 or $500 an hour. And I can look at it, makes the equation really easy. When I'm doing something, is this worth $500 an hour for me to be doing?
That's easy to answer. But a lot of entrepreneurs, though, have a hard time attributing that kind of value to themselves. When even if they can't claim that kind of money, they have to realize that that's really what they're worth.
Absolutely.
They have to get that into their head that they're not
worth.
Too
many of us.
Yeah.
Too many of us undervalue ourselves.
There's no question about that. John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.